think Viner is dead and he has never been. There are still people who love the magic behind his record, the analog sound behind it, the warm sound behind it. Every record that I buy, sometimes the music itself brings me a lot of memories. I think those are a very important part of my life. That's why I would call them my babies. I still remember that magical moment I have when I first, you know, explore my dad's mini compo and his cassette tapes. The first time I put that, you know, the 80s compilation cassette tape into his mini compo, I was kind of blown away by the melodies, the catchy tunes. Since then, I've grew a strong interest for music, and I've decided to, you know, want to pursue more and explore more. I want a record room with a ladder that I can climb up and take a record down and play it. At a time when probably I don't have enough money to buy records, but I know that one day I will want to go into vinyl records. I think the warm sound that the vinyl creates is something that's very special. You can get more punch. I felt vinyls give me a wider dynamic range, typically. One amazing thing about John Peel is that he don't just play the mainstream music, it's really getting the listener to explore obscure music. In his Peel session, some of the artists or bands have been invited to the BBC studio to do a live recording of their music, and it's typically a four piece of music. So I wanted to own all of them. When you listen to the Peel session, the sound is not so polished. Somewhere between a live version, a raw live version, and the final studio version. I've been looking for vinyls with music I love or with the artwork I love, the Casey Kasem record set. This is really rare. This is the record set that they sent over to radio stations all around the world for the broadcast of this American Top 40 Countdown.
Welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and this is our countdown.
Every time I put this record on, it just reminds me of my childhood days of staying in my mom's kitchen, listening to Radio Fusion. Records are all housed in crates. This is literally like a real crate digging where you go there and dig out albums from crates. Without knowing what you get today, and then you pull and suddenly say, oh no, this is what I've been looking for years.
I'm trying to open my father's musical taste to even wider boundaries, and I got him to buy the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto vinyl and play at home, and he really enjoys it, so step in the right direction.
Hey bro, welcome! first we do shootout with my friends, trying to compare the different versions of the vinyl records.
I only can remember my 80s press because my mono or my stereo cut, it sounds a bit like flat. I'm waiting to hear how it sounds on your mono cut.
When we compare both records, right, like the early one that you got, they pretty much mixed it for like, you know, like radio speakers.
It's like people who collect wines, they do blind tests and see which bottle of wine is better. You know, sometimes my friends are serious as well. They take notes, you know, okay, this one has punchier bass. Yeah, this sounds brighter. Okay, the vocals are more upfront. Vinyl collecting is not just collecting, it's a whole ecosystem, it's a community where all of us share.
All of us come from like a different kind of background, but all of us love a certain kind of range of music. Yeah, he's got a great collection. I mean, he's not too elitist in his taste because he has his 80s guilty pleasure, but he also very open to the more experimental side of things.
That kind of bonding together with my son, listening to a record, it's like attending a concert together. You don't skip the track, you listen right from the start to the end. Vinyl collecting is more family culture for me. I'm blessed that my son loves music as well, and it is through music and through collecting of vinyl that we get so bonded together.